Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice. Of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. This is Pastor Tara Lamont Eastman, and I am here with the Reverend Dr. Deborah Ruth. And we are coming to you from Wild Goose Festival for 2023 here in Union Grove, North Carolina. I am so pleased to be here with you and have a reunion with you.
I know. This is very exciting.
So last year at the Wild Goose, we met in Brian Elaine's writing workshop, New Writers Workshop, which was a wonderful time to really dig into the realities of publishing and getting to learn how to share our ideas in a way that people can grasp them and get involved in this process of writing if that's what you feel called to be doing in the world. And so that experience, I know for me, was an igniting experience. And Ignite just so happens to be the theme of this year's Wild Goose.
That's right.
And so, Deborah, I'm wondering, what was ignited in your heart last year at the Wild Goose that led to this book that you are about to release in the world?
I think that the smoldering of this book has been tickling me, has been trying to get my attention and catch my view, catch my heart, catch my spirit for a long time. And coming to the Goose, for me, was almost an accident. I found out about it quite late and then just decided on a whim. Well, yeah. I'll do that. I'll go experience 100-degree weather in North Carolina in July. Why not? And then writing workshop. Ooh, yeah. I wonder who this guy Brian is. Ooh. So I attend that. And as you said, there were these seeds being planted. There was the fodder for so much excitement. And my heart just said, this is it. It's time. It's time. Stop talking about it. Let's get her done.
Wow.
So that ignited then a series of other, what I call in my book, God winks, God incidents, things coming together, meeting people, meeting you, following you. And then I joined a cohort with a couple of other women led by a woman who called herself a believing mirror. And so many times when I do something, I have this, yes, I can do it, Who do I think I am?
Yeah.
I can do this. Mm-hmm. You can do what? So that inner critic, it's called a lot of things and a lot of different modalities, but there's that voice.
So reminds me of the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, where the people will say to him, "Here comes this dreamer." And it's not, "Here comes this dreamer."
Right, exactly.
it's a critique of, oh, this person is either, you know, too big for their bootstraps.
That's it.
Right?
That's it, right there. So having someone else being a believing mirror and then me talking about what it is I want to express, it just came together. And then my church gave me a little extra study leave.
Wow.
And I sat and wrote. Now, I have to say, it was wonderful. I was sitting in Acadia, in the state of Maine, listening to the gulls in the water, and just being taken in by God's amazingness. And one of the parts of my book is all about wonder. The wonder that we take advantage of, that we don't notice. We're in such a hurry.
Yes.
We're busy, and we're in a hurry. And when we stop and just pay attention, oh my God, did you see that butterfly? You know?
Yeah.
Did you smell that fly? It's amazing. And it all came together.
Wow. So you use the term God winks.
Yes.
I use the term holy shenanigans.
Yes.
And I think they're similar. They're
definitely related, yes. And one of the things that I talk about in my words part of my book, words matter. And many words have been co-opted.
Yeah.
This morning I heard about a word that was co-opted. In my book, I talk about how the word queer.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it wasn't anything you wanted to be.
Right.
Let alone did I think I was going to grow up and be one.
Right.
So we've taken back. And I'm proud to say I'm a queer pastor.
Yeah.
So it's those words that we use. And God by any name, the divine in you, you're mischievous. You got that glint in your eyes
that
people can't see on a podcast, but believe me, folks, there's a little elfishness, little mischievousness
little
going
sass.
On.
There's a little sass.
Yes, there is. And I say, God bless it. You know? How do we get off defining something that is undefinable? And we put the divine in a box, and we say that our label is the right one. So the caveat that I say always is, I know I'm not right. I just know that I have experiences, and that I believe certain things based on those experiences, and I know certain things. I know that the divine is love, and pursues us in so many ways. And so it was time to ignite and go.
And so I'm going to go back to that story of Joseph for a minute. Because for me, it's been a story that is very personal. And it's something kind of like an archetype for
Absolutely.
Me. And how, you know, if you follow his whole story, you know, he's got the coat, he's got his father's favor, and then everybody gets mad, and he is literally put into a pit.
And yes, left, literally.
Right?
Yes.
And that whole, and it's very much like the arc of the hero's journey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He goes and has this crisis, and then he goes to, he's enslaved, and then becomes a person of great power in that community and ends up being the redemption of his whole community,
right?
As well as the community that he was originally enslaved in.
Right.
And so it's this whole redemptive hero story. But I think that in that story, there is wonder,
Yes.
There is the journey. And as you say, your story, your book that you have been working on and is about ready to go out, has been on its own journey.
Yes. Yes. I think you're right. I think you're right.
So was there any, I mean, apart from our experience last summer with Brian Lane, what was the match strike that you just said, okay, this is the reason and this is why I'm going to share these words?
So I choose to call the divine God, and I understand that there's a lot of different words. And God and I have an understanding. I might need to hear something 3 times. So she and I talk about 3 times. So Brian Elaine was once. This other cohort that I was in was twice. And then the third one was my church saying, do it. So do it. And
said, look, here's the streamer.
Where it is.
And they said it in a positive way.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Going back to Joseph's story, I love that you bring that up. One of the things about the thread of Joseph is his authenticity, which I also talk about, is being authentic to who you are. Now, one of my reviewers says that my book resembles a memoir. And I tell some personal stories. And there was a time in my life when I wasn't authentic. I didn't know any better. And my best friend pointed it out to me. I wore brown. I wore brown and gray. And she told that to me. And I'm like, no, I don't. I didn't even realize that I had taken color out of my life because my spirit was not being authentic to who she is. And I am very outgoing, very flamboyant, very out there.
And y'all can't see this, but she's wearing a wonderful tie-dye t-shirt.
Tie-dye is my favorite. It is my happy place.
Yes.
And so, color, the wonder of color. I spent hours just looking, trying to define how many shades of green there are. Just sitting here as we look out. There's so many shades of green. How can that be? That's part of the wonder that we just take for granted.
Yeah.
Or blue or green or any color, and we eye splash them all together.
Yes. I think that is why we connect so well.
That's right. It might be.
So is there anything in particular you want your readers to receive from this gift? Your hope. What is your hope?
It's not. So the stories in the Bible that I love are things like Ananias, who is not the guy, but he gets Paul on the road.
Yeah.
John the Baptist in the Gospel of John is not the guy. He points to Jesus. So I want to point y'all to the divinity within you. I've recognized the divinity within me, and I have witnessed divinity in other people, and I want to ignite conversations with other folks who have experienced the divine and don't have the words for it, and oh my God, they think they might be wrong. So let's just put that out with the trash. There is no wrong in your experience. God tapping you on the shoulder, whispering in your ear, kicking you in the butt. That's your experience.
What was the term you used for the person who helped you, a mirror?
A believing mirror.
So it almost sounds as if in this book that you're taking that role of being a believing mirror for your reader.
That's very astute. Yes, Tara. Yes. Yes. I think so. I'm looking at the book as opening a door to more conversations. I want to sit down and talk to people about have conversations with people about their encounters. You can tell I like to talk, and I am a preacher. So I do like the stage. I love a microphone. And with this, I want to hear. And I want to give people safe space to share their story so that people around them and I can be their believing mirror. Shine your authenticity, because the divine is within you.
That's lovely. And I also think, as a pastor, how often do you engage with folks that feel that they are apart from the divine because of any number of reasons?
Number of reasons, absolutely. A lot. And my own personal story, being asked to leave a church. If you can be normal again, you're welcome to stay. That hurts, especially when I'm a churchy girl.
Yeah.
I always went to church. I always looked to my minister for guidance.
Yeah.
But if I can be normal again? Oh, no. I'm about as normal as you get. The thing is that your God's in a box. And I'm not.
No, you are not. And it is my hope that this book that you are going to be sharing with the world is that affirming mirror, that it is that space to ignite the hope and the encouragement that God is with each person.
Each person.
Within in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And whatever your pronoun for God may be, we say in the United Church of Christ, all are welcome.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey. And I believe it.
Could you tell us a story of a God wink, just to give folks a taste of what you'd like to offer?
So, well, an obvious one is that when I sat next to you a year ago, I heard, sensed, knew. I'm going to be doing a podcast with her someday.
No way.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as I heard, because we connect.
Yeah.
We're alike in a lot of ways. And podcast? And I felt it. And then the thing with me and God winks is to pay attention to them, but don't try to make them come true.
Right. Yeah.
Joseph.
Yeah.
You know, let it happen.
Yeah.
Because Spirit has a plan and it will unfold. And then when I saw you the other, when was that?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday. Oh my gosh.
We're on Wild Goose Time. It all kind of runs together.
It does. So I'm like, this is the time. Mm. So that was another God wink. Once you connect with the feeling and sentiment of God winks, you'll see them, you'll feel them, because God is constantly, constantly trying to get our attention. My favorite psalm, 23rd psalm, and I'm a language geek, so the mistranslation of follow, because it didn't mean follow, the Hebrew word was not follow, it was pursue. Goodness and mercy will pursue you all the days of your life, and that is a fact.
I think that that is... I was going to ask you for an invocation.
I think,
Pastor, you just offered an invocation.
Thank you.
Yes. The goodness and mercy will follow, will pursue you. Not follow, see?
Yes.
Pursue you.
Because it's very different, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. We can be followed, but to be pursued? And that's what these God winks, these God incidents are. The divine is constantly trying to get our attention and constantly wants our good. So.
Well, I'm very grateful for our conversation.
I am as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And so I hope that this conversation is a source of inspiration and igniting the hope and the peace and the love in people's lives, to help them know that they are beloved by God.
Absolutely.
And God is with them and is pursuing them.
Absolutely.
And I also want to thinking.
Yes.
I also want folks to hear how important it is that we are with one another in these creative efforts.
Absolutely.
Or in our vocation.
Absolutely.
This last few days already, I've been reminded again and again of how that this is not, this journey of spirituality or faith is not a solo effort, never intended to be so.
Right.
And that we do need each other.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And if, you know, it's, it may sound cheesy, but the song, It Only Takes a Spark to Get a Fire Going.
Absolutely.
Right? But there is that energy when you come together with a friend and talk about the hopes and dreams that they have and the divine in them.
Right. Absolutely.
And in yourself.
And what we've heard, what I've heard today, is the message that coming together to talk is the only way we're going to get across the divides.
Yeah.
Not just talk with a friend.
Yeah.
But talk with someone that you don't have anything in common with.
Right.
To work toward relationship, work toward understanding, because we all are connected. We're so connected.
I mean, again, back to Joseph.
Yes.
It is a story about fraught with all sorts of problems.
Right.
But it is ultimately about reconciliation.
Yes.
Reconciliation across religious differences, cultural differences, all sorts of differences.
That's right. That's right. And we are blessed because what you were just talking about, we have the goose, and many of us use other forms of tribes and believing mirrors. Joseph did this all on his own. His relationship with God got him through. And I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Right.
I'm glad I've got you. I'm glad I've got others who are on this journey too. And I'm not crazy.
No. But we can be believing mirrors for one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tara.
When is your book coming out? And where can people get it?
Okay, so mid-October, and it will be available on Amazon. It'll be available on my website and DeborahRoof.com. And people will hear about it.
Perfect. I'll let you know.
Thank you.
So you can tell everybody, too.
So just go on over to DeborahRoof.com and check out her webpage today. And there will be information on how you can receive this book and tell us the title.
The title of the book. Words, Wisdom, and the Divine in You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Holy Shenanigans podcast listeners. Thank you for being a part of this conversation under the conversation tent here.
There we go. Yes, absolutely.
And may you be well, may you be at peace, and know that you are beloved by Creator.